Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. You know that feeling when your mind's racing. You're caught up in yesterday's worries or tomorrow's anxieties, and suddenly you realize you've missed the whole beautiful moment right in front of you. Yeah, I feel you. It happens to the best of us. But today, we're diving into a powerful Stoic principle that can help us break free from this mental hamster wheel. The art of being present. In a world constantly buzzing with distractions and demands, truly being present can feel like an impossible feat. But trust me, it's not just about mindfulness or meditation. It's about intentionally choosing to focus on the now, appreciating every experience, and finding strength in the simplicity of each moment. Let's unpack 5 key takeaways that'll help you master the art of presence. First, acknowledge your thoughts without judgment. Our minds are like busy little monkeys constantly jumping from one thought to another. It's natural, but don't let those thoughts control you. Instead, simply observe them like passing clouds. Recognize them, acknowledge them, and then gently redirect your focus back to the present moment. Think of it like training a puppy. Gentle redirection and positive reinforcement are key. Second, engage your senses. When was the last time you truly smelled that fresh cup of coffee or tasted the vibrant flavors in your favorite meal? Being present means actively engaging all your senses. Take a moment to notice the colors around you, the sounds that fill the air, the textures beneath your fingertips. It's like hitting the refresh button on your perception. Third, practice gratitude. Ever notice how focusing on what we're grateful for shifts our perspective? It's a powerful tool for cultivating presence. Take a few moments each day to reflect on the things, big and small, that bring you joy. A warm cup of tea on a chilly morning. A heartfelt conversation with a friend, the sound of your laughter, these simple moments are often the most precious. Fourth, embrace simplicity. You know that feeling when you're trying to juggle too much? Stressful, right? Being present means stripping away the unnecessary clutter and focusing on what truly matters. This doesn't have to be a dramatic overhaul. It could be as simple as silencing your phone for an hour, taking a walk in nature, or simply enjoying a quiet moment of reading. Finally, remember that practice makes progress. Being present isn't a destination, it's a journey. There will be moments when your mind wanders, and that's okay. Just gently guide it back to the now. Each time you choose to be present, you strengthen that muscle, making it easier to navigate life with intention and focus. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're walking through a park on a sunny afternoon. The birds are singing, the leaves rustling, and the breeze a symphony of nature unfolding around you. Now, close your eyes and really listen to the sounds. Feel the warmth of the sun on your skin. Smell the fresh air. This is what it means to be truly present, fully immersed in the experience, savoring every detail. But life isn't always a peaceful stroll through the park. What about those stressful deadlines, those frustrating conversations, those moments when you feel overwhelmed? Being present doesn't mean ignoring your challenges. It means facing them with clarity and intention. When stress hits, take a deep breath, anchor yourself in the present moment, and remind yourself that you have the strength to navigate this too. So remember these key takeaways. Acknowledge your thoughts without judgment, engage your senses, practice gratitude, embrace simplicity, and keep practicing. It's about choosing to be fully alive in each moment, no matter what it throws your way. This isn't just some fluffy feel-good advice. Being present is a superpower. It empowers you to make better decisions, build stronger relationships, and find genuine joy in the everyday. Now, go out there and experience life with full presence. Share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder to slow down and appreciate the beauty around them. And don't forget to leave a review, it helps others discover the power of everyday stoicism. Until next time, keep striving for strength, simplicity, and focus in every moment. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.